in proud partnership with Evergreen Podcasts. Audio Marvels presents Circles, created by Brendan Connolly. Episode 4, Ukobak.
Susie, it's Naomi. Please, please call me back. It's really urgent that you get back inside your circle. If Ukobak works out you're with us, it will come straight for you. We can contact Scott together. Please, Susie, call me back. I need to protect you.
Hello? Hello? Dude, it's a bad line or something. Can you give me a call back?
Jeff.
Scotty? Man, is that you?
Jeff.
Hold on, I think there's some kind of delay.
It's Scott. It's Scott.
Wow. Wait. I need to make sure this is really you.
Jeff. It's Scott.
You know me better than anyone, Scotty. Tell me something you know about me. Something only you would know.
Where should I start?
Well, you tell me.
At the ritual, when we all held hands, we each committed a bad memory.
Right.
You told us about the time you were living at your grandparents' house. You told us that you worshipped them. You told us they had stepped in when your parents went away.
All right.
You told us that you went downstairs at night, and there they were. They were talking about you.
Okay, man. You passed the test.
They said that you were going to amount to nothing. They said that, even though you were just 9 years old.
Scotty.
Your story was already written.
I get it.
You were lazy. Complacent. A slacker. They said you were just like your father.
Seriously, dude. What's happened to you?
Hold on.
They were sat in front of the television, drinking cups of tea. I thought they were discussing what they were watching. But it was, me they were talking about.
Is that?
My grandma said my only talent was causing trouble. And my school reports were average. And then my grandpa...
Son of a bitch.
He said, what do you expect? Father's son.
Stop this.
He called me a lost cause. But I was 9, man. 9!
I really thought you were Scotty.
Don't be silly. It's Susie.
What?
They were right, you know. Your grandparents. What did you go on to accomplish?
Okay.
You're a drifter. So... middling. You're always chasing something that isn't there.
And even if you did find it, you wouldn't know what the hell it was. A real disappointment. To me.
To me.
And me.
And me. And Frankie.
Enough!
That wasn't fear you saw in Frankie's eyes as it lay there, dying in pain. It was disappointment.
Stop it!
You have no one.
You have nothing.
You are nothing.
And what about you? Like, what do you have?
I have...
No! You're broken. Pieces of you exist, but you don't. You are literally nothing right now.
Hello?
Hello, Naomi.
Oh, it's you, isn't it?
Yes, it's me.
Just calling for an update?
To give you an update. It won't be long now, Naomi.
Listen, I know how this works. You want to find Scott. Then you'll be strong enough to come for us.
Yes.
Except, the short version is, you'll never find Scott. You've got no idea where he is. He's got no phone, he's got no laptop, he's gone off-grid. You'll never get to him. So screw you.
I already found Susie. She already found Scott.
It ended up being very simple.
I'm just keeping my distance until she gets to him.
See you soon, Naomi. Stay in your circle.
Suze, where are you?
I'm driving.
Nay says you're trying to reach Scotty? You're safe, right?
I'm in my car. It's just me. Asshole! See? Just in case you think it's the demon pretending to be driving a car or whatever.
Don't even joke about it. You just need to be careful.
You've changed your tune.
I just had a call from, well, everybody.
What?
Yuko back called me, pretending to be all of you, and it spoke in everybody's voices. It was like... totally creepy, man.
What did I say?
Nothing convincing, not in the end, but it was like confusing at first. It knows things about us.
Such as?
Memories and secrets? The sort of things you'd only know if you were there the first time.
I'm finally glad I was never part of your gang.
Me too.
Forever Scott Thompson's annoying little sister.
You were never annoying.
You were always the nicest to me, Jeff. Even more than my own brother.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. You've always looked out for me.
Well, why wouldn't I?
Once this is all over, if it's ever over.
It will be. Nay knows what she's doing.
It'd be nice to actually see you, a drink or something, when you're home next time.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Okay.
Okay. I wish you were in your circle, Suze.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm being careful, I promise. I'm nearly there now. I'll see you when this is all over and done with.
Susie, what's...
I'm fine, Naomi.
Have you found Scott?
Not yet. I followed the directions, but he's not here.
Where are you?
Abandoned when they shut the steelworks. Any idea why Scott would come here?
Maybe to hide? Out of the way?
He's not here now, but this has to be the right place. It's all empty. Except for a table. This table's been put in the middle of this big, empty, dirty room. On some brand new carpet. Like a 10-foot square of carpet right in the middle of the room. It's really weird. I suppose I could have the wrong place. Anybody could have set this up. I'm gonna go home.
No.
Excuse me?
Don't move.
Naomi, you said...
I know what I said. I need you to wait by the table. Just a little while.
What about it isn't safe outside the circle? Is this really your best plan, Naomi? To use me as bait? Unbelievable.
What was that?
The warehouse door. Maybe it's Scott.
You need to trust me. My plan's going to work.
Hello, Susie.
What are you doing here?
I would ask you the same. I didn't think Jeff and Naomi wanted anything to do with you.
Susie, I need to talk to Lexi. Put the phone on the table and then put it on speakerphone.
It's Naomi on the phone now. Okay, I'm doing it.
Good. Then get off the carpet.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Lexi. It's Naomi. Are you there to help Susie?
Yes.
I can't quite hear you. I need you to understand the plan. Can you stand closer to the phone?
Yes. What is the plan, Naomi? What is the plan?
You're standing on it. That's the plan. Come on, catch up. There's a rune circle underneath. You could try to leave if you want. Test it out. It might hurt a bit if you do, so maybe you just want to believe me?
Why would you want to hurt me, Naomi?
Knock it on the head, Ukaback. I know what I'm talking to.
Oh, God. Poor Lexi.
Poor Lexi. No. She's fine. It's already over for Lexi. It's poor Susie. Poor Jeff. Poor Naomi. I'm going to enjoy tearing your souls apart.
Not from inside that circle, you won't.
And that's your plan? To trap me in a circle and leave me here?
Phase one, get you where I want you. Phase two, another little ritual. It's called, all who are in my circle must bend to my will. Stop me if you've heard this one before. In circulo oportet flectere ad voluntatem.
Are you really so stupid?
In circulo oportet flectere ad
still playing your games. But your telephone is here, in the circle with me.
Susie, great. I was worried she wouldn't find the tablet.
Scott must have put it behind this pile of bricks, hiding it. I heard it ringing.
Your brother did very well for us.
Wait, where is he?
Now we've got that thing trapped in the circle. He's on his way to you. He's not far. He's totally fine, Susie. He always was.
So, after all this, you were lying to me? He was safe all this time?
She's lying to you all of the time, little girl. That's how I win.
None of this makes sense. The demon just walked inside the circle.
It's not that simple. The rituals are very complicated.
These circles aren't shields. They're traps. It wasn't just me. You used all of your friends as bait.
No. Stop, Susie. You've missed it.
Missed what? Come on. Tell me how I'm stupid.
Your circles were surrounded by candles. This one is not.
That's it? Just candles?
I know. I really do know how it seems. But we haven't got time for this. Do you see the headphone jack?
I've got all the time in the world.
Plug it in. I'm going to do a ritual and take control of Ukaback.
Didn't it take all four of you to do the ritual last time? Five if you include the dog.
That was different. I want to try something else.
Like what?
It's... I don't know how to explain it. But I've got this.
Actually, you don't. You can't keep manipulating people so that you can do everything your way. You need the whole game.
What are you doing? Susie, stick to my plan.
Hello?
No. Hang up, Jeff.
I've got you on the line with Naomi. I think you guys need to do the ritual again. The one from when you were kids. And I'll take Frankie's place.
Susie?
Scott!
What are you
Scott,
doing?
Scott, take the tablet.
Hey! Give it back.
I'm going to take control of Ukaback.
The arrogance!
Are you sure about this, Naomi? I've been thinking about it.
We need to work together.
Yeah, you can't, like, do it alone, hey? That's not how the ritual worked last time.
Jeff, do you remember how the ritual worked last time?
I do, but it's not easy. Are you, like, totally sure you're up for this?
Be really sure, Susie.
I am. We're gonna do this together.
So we all have to tell a secret. The deeper the secret, the more powerful. The more power, the stronger the binds we put on the demon.
This is a ritual you did as kids? It sounds like...
The sort of ritual that kids might do, right?
Ukaback lives on lies and trickery. It was our honesty as children that almost defeated it in the first place.
It didn't work before. Why do you think it will work this time?
Because last time, I wasn't honest. I held back. I didn't tell the whole truth.
I don't know if it was, like, you who needed to go further. I think it was probably me.
It was me.
Then, Naomi, this time, will you lead us? Can you start the ritual?
The deeper the secret, the more powerful the magic.
Do your best, little girl.
I messed up. What happened last time was all my fault. And I never admitted it. If I had owned up and took responsibility, then maybe... Well, maybe we'd all still be close.
That's not a secret, girl. That's a confession.
You're telling them what they already know.
Nay, it wasn't your fault.
Jeff, we must be honest.
All right. You want a secret? I'm angry. I'm furious. I'm angry at Lexi. I'm angry because she let the demon in. And I know it's not her fault, but I resent her for letting it get this far.
And I've been angry too. I was angry at you, Naomi. Because you believe in all of these things. But my faith and my religion, you won't even listen to me. Why is my God a joke to you when you'll believe in all of this other stuff? Won't you even just listen?
Guys, I'm not good enough. I'm terrified that I'm gonna fail us. Even now, even as I'm saying this, the most powerful secret I can think of is that I can't think of anything powerful enough. I've got nothing. I'm the weak link in this chain, and it's all going to go wrong because I just don't... There's nothing more I can say. I hate myself.
But I'm in love with you, Jeff. I always was, ever since I was a kid. You're the real reason I wanted to be in the game. Except, it's not love. How can it be? I know I'm projecting something onto you. I don't know what it is, but I'm using you for something.
It's not working!
It just needs one more. I've been lying to you all. I thought I could take Ukubak's power for myself and control it. But I was wrong. It would have eaten me alive, from the inside. The only way we can beat this thing is together. I didn't want to admit it, and I stand against you all. I could have killed you. It's taken me too long to realize it. But I don't only need you for this. I want you back in my life. I want my friends back.
Hello?
Lexi, it's Naomi.
Did you try calling earlier?
I did. Were you sleeping?
Flat out.
How are you doing?
Still sleeping lots. What time is it?
Where you are? About 5 in the afternoon, I think.
How about you? How are you doing?
I'm all right. Nothing to report.
I wish I could see you. I really want to.
Well, funny you should say that. Scott gave me an idea. He thought we might all come and visit you.
Really?
Yeah, if that's all right with you and, Duncan.
Of course it would be all right. Is everybody gonna come?
That's my plan. Our plan. The first time we'll all be together since school.
This is the best call I've had in weeks. I can't wait to tell Duncan. I'm hoping we can talk when you're here.
We can talk whenever you want.
I need to talk to all of you. I owe you all the mother of apologies.
Not at all.
When I was at my lowest, I just let the demon in.
It's not your fault.
I know what I did.
I used to feel like this, Lex. For years. After what happened at school, I was convinced it was my fault. That I went too far, that I ripped the group into pieces, that I ruined everybody's lives.
What we did at school, we did together. And...
Exactly. Because we were kids. Kids. This old thing, older and more evil than I can start to imagine. Even now, found a group of lonely kids, and it messed with us.
Letting it in was the easy thing to do.
You didn't start this now.
I didn't start this back at school. Ukubak started it. You know, all of those books from all around the world, in all of those languages that all mention this demon. Do you know what that tells me? We didn't let this thing into the world. It's always been around, messing with people and hurting them. And it would have carried on doing it too, if it hadn't picked on the wrong bunch of meddling kids. Talking of which, listen to this.
Jeff, stay in the circle. We all need to keep our fingers on the glass, but we can't push it. It needs to move on its own.
This is so creepy.
Like, super creepy.
Jeepers!
Jeff, can I come in?
Susie, leave us alone.
Chill, Scotty. It's just little Suze. She's cool. Oh,
she's a pain in the...
Jeff, I made those sandwiches for us.
Oh, but he loves them, don't you, boy?
Let's speak soon and make plans for the visit. Get some rest.
I love you, Naomi.
Love you too, Lex. Stay safe.
Your call has been disconnected due to technical circumstances.
Circles, created by Brendan Connolly. Episode 4, Ukubak, was written by Brendan Connolly, James Field, and James McDonald. Naomi was played by Tal Minear, Lexi by Beth Eyre, Susie by Sarah Pittard, Jeff by Bryce Cook, Scott by Tom Alexander. Also heard was Chris Finney. Special thanks to Lindsay Sharman. Dialogue editing and sound design by Tom Max. Casting by Jack Bowman and Brendan Conley. Online marketing images by Ryan Field. Circles Chapter Zero prequel comic written by Brendan Conley, illustrated by Happy Toast, and edited by Andrew Jones. Technical advisor, Hem Cleveland. Technical producer was Travis Vengroff. It was directed and produced by Jack Bowman. Executive producer and showrunner, Brendan Connolly. Circles was produced in association with Audio Marvels. Stay safe. Stay inside. Stay with Evergreen. Circles was produced in association with Audio Marvels and released by Evergreen Podcasts.
Science! 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 Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes... Yes! Mm. Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.